From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. The information war now continues. It is Sunday, the 26th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, live until 2 p.m. Central. Okay, I want to open the phones up for a question I have for listeners. And I'm going to do that after this first short segment in the second long segment that is coming up. And it'll be first-time calls again today, because so many people are emailing me and texting me and sending me letters saying thank you that lately you've been spending a few days a week for first-time callers, because we've been trying for years to get through on air. We will do that again today coming up. But the phones aren't open yet, because I want to throw out the specific questions for you. I'd like you to answer those questions, because I want to get your views on this and help stir my own personal mental juices, as they say. Coming up in the next segment. Some of the news we have here, I saw this a couple days ago, but I didn't get to it. I do want to cover it at least later in the next hour. This is out of The Nation magazine, and it really mirrors the intel we've gotten about Blackwater and others. That's why Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer's book, one of the reasons right now you notice the Pentagon is censoring it and not allowing it to come out right now, because he's critical of these mercenary groups. But U.S. businessman Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for soldiers. Reports on Baghdad parties with piles of cocaine, hashish, running around naked, shooting machine guns into people's houses for fun. Just total bloodthirsty insanity. And we've seen all these different mercenary videos of other groups just shooting families in their minivans in Iraq for fun, and then our media tries to cover that up and throwing puppies off cliffs and the rest of it with a bunch of satanic, you know, music blaring in the background. So we're going to be discussing some of that coming up today. Obviously, I want to get into the economy and look at where globalism has taken us, what it's done to our society. The headline in the Wall Street Journal is credit unions bailed out. But when you actually read what happened, the feds are seizing a bunch of credit unions and feeding it into the big mega six banks. That's what this new Federal Reserve expansion of power earlier this year was really all about. Another one, regulators shut down banks in Florida, Washington State. Czech president tells the UN to stay out of economics. We're going to be going over that. We're also going to get into small business banks may spurn or refuse Obama's $30 billion program. That's because when you take any money from them, they get control of your institution. Bank of America debt collectors called borrowers effing N-words and punk to get them to pick up the telephone in debt collection. Just incredible coming out from ABC News. Bernanke says economy recovering more slowly than policymakers would like. Well, last Monday, the Fed said that we aren't in a recession since 15 months ago, that everything's fine. So I don't get the doublespeak from these guys. Also, Bloomberg, Obama stimulus made economic crisis worse. Black Swan author says, I want to go over this report from the Economic Collapse, 19 facts about the deindustrialization of America that will blow your mind. And also, Obamacare is even worse than critics thought. And we're going to be going over that. Obama healthcare imposes 3.8% tax on all income from home sales and home rental income. Just one of the little nightmares rolled into one there. That's all coming up in the economics stack. Also, the rats are jumping ship, getting off the sinking, burning ship. Rahm Emanuel leading exodus of Obama aides from the White House. That's part of my question I've got for you. Coming up, I also want to get to the latest. We've now gotten a full list released by the Department of Homeland Security in Pennsylvania. In fact, I forgot to print that. Will you guys print Pennsylvania released full list of groups on terror list? It was in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and some others. I forgot to give it to you. Sorry. Israeli company running that spy grid. This, the treason and criminality only expands from there. More eugenicist population reduction news, big government documents coming out on that front, and Iran, and a lot more. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for the abbreviated Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Again, we're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, a growing list of wonderful affiliates, simulcasting at Infowars.com for the free audio streams and the free podcast, as well as the free iPhone app. And then don't forget also for members, Living Video Color, Multicam Shoot, Multicast, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, we're going to get into the deteriorating economy and how it's been engineered by design in the words of the UN themselves. There's also more publicly released Rockefeller Foundation, UN, Club of Rome, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation documents where they admit conclusive global distribution of Rockefeller-funded anti-fertility vaccine coordinated by the World Health Organization. And there's been a new facet of this discovered. We actually reported on this 2 years ago when this document was actually released by the National Security Council and the Pentagon. But I got to be honest, it wasn't until Glenn Beck covered it this week that I went and reread it. And it talks about intelligence report envisions designing humans with unique abilities under global governance regime. And it says the global government will design humans to basically serve the system. And you're already under that process of the brainwashing process to make you do whatever you're told, so you can then be drugged and manipulated, and then the government can decide who can have children. That's all in this strategic report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Global Trends 2025, a transformed world, National Intelligence Council, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, United States of America. So everything we've covered on this show in the last 15 years is now coming out into the open. And the only question is, does the public have the will and the courage to face this information? The food you eat, the GMO crops, on record designed to reduce fertility, give you cancer, on record. The vaccines designed to be used as basically binary weapons to reduce your IQ, dumb you down, filled with mercury, cancer viruses, you name it, all on record. We're going to be discussing that coming up in the second hour. Also, later in the hour, we're going to get into something that quite frankly dwarfs in my 13 years, in my 15 years of exposing things, but I've been on air about 2 years. It was 1997. I've been on air about 2 years since then, since 95. And law enforcement around the country would send me intelligence reports that they'd been given by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, federal government, the FBI, the Justice Department. And it would state that the real terror threat is the American people, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. The list goes on and on. And it never really got attention when I would report on it. A few newspapers would pick up on it when we would be given these documents. And then 5 years ago, we got documents from preachers around the country. Now it's over 50,000 secretly hired by FEMA to tell their flocks to submit to government, to turn their guns in if they're told to take inoculations if they're told, to let CPS take their children. That finally made national news. And I really think that it was just the American people weren't ready to admit this. They still trusted their government. And also, my radio show was not as big as it is now. My news websites were not as powerful as they are now. And it really, never broke through the national stage until last February, when we got the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. Remember, it became a big national story. For a couple of weeks, it was the biggest story in the country. And the left was defending it. Yes, returning veterans are bad and dangerous. Yes, gun owners are bad. Yes, Ron Paul is bad. Yes, Bob Barr supporters are bad. Yes, people that want to get us out of the UN are bad. In fact, I have an Economist magazine article this week basically saying the same thing. We'll go over later if we have time, but it's linked up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo did a story about it. And So we finally broke through that psychological barrier where people were ready to face up to this information. Well, since then, more has come out. Since almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago or so, last February, more has come out. And it's in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. It's in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It says lawsuit planned after protesters put on terror list. Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli government to suppress American political dissent. You can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, it's illegal to have the feds or the state wiretapping gun groups. In fact, Friday we had a state representative on, Army veteran, rated as one of the most conservative in his state. We had him on the show, and they're now getting the confirmed intel that their phones were tapped. This is a mainline state representative who was having pro-Second Amendment and anti-tax increase rallies, and the feds were watching them, the state was watching them, and the state paid $125,000 to an Israeli company to watch them. I mean, that's secret police. And so later I do want to get into this in more detail because I saw a report over the weekend. Justice Department report criticizes FBI spying on anti-war groups. And the Justice Department, just like they just, one of the deputy heads of the Justice Department's gone public saying they were ordered not to investigate the Black Panthers standing out front polling places saying, you know, kill whitey, kill white people, kill the white babies. You've seen the video on national news. Other videos of Black Panthers with nightsticks basically threatening people outside polling places, menacing people. And they were told, do not investigate that. Well, now there's this report. The Justice Department's Inspector General has issued a report critical of the FBI for its spying on anti-war activists, animal rights groups, and environmentalists. The report entitled A Review of the FBI's Investigations of Certain Domestic Advocacy Groups said the terror investigations were unreasonable and inconsistent with FBI policy. And I've seen similar reports going back over a decade, even when Bush was in office. I don't want an anti-war group having their rights violated. I'm against these illegal wars, unconstitutional wars, preemptive wars. I'm against these organizations having their rights violated, and they probably were. My issue is, what is the Justice Department doing putting out a report critical of the FBI investigating groups that at the bare minimum have a more violent history, especially animal rights groups and environmental groups, of sabotaging things, burning down ski resorts. I mean, you know the long laundry list, burning down car dealerships, breaking into facilities. But the government's saying leave them alone because those are groups that the federal government and big foundations are funding. It's like when illegal aliens get so upset in San Francisco by citizens at the public school wearing American flag t-shirts, the American flag wearing teenagers are sent home, the illegal aliens win a big victory against free speech and the First Amendment. Or when illegal aliens riot, it's played down in the media. When they pull down American flags at fire stations, police stations, post offices, private businesses, and run Mexican flags up, that's okay. Don't investigate them. Don't list them as potential terrorists. I mean, if it's an outside group running around saying down with the U.S., up with Aslan, up with Mecha, that at least starts becoming seditious or revolutionary. And I'm not saying violate their rights to due process, but you've got clear evidence there of dangerous groups. Meanwhile, the Justice Department's saying, leave all these people alone. Leave them all alone. Don't go to their meetings. Don't keep tabs on what they're doing. No, you need to watch gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, patriots, people that want to audit the Federal Reserve. And now we have the Pittsburgh newspapers, the Tribune and Post, reporting on the list of these groups that they're spying on, Tea Parties, state representatives, mainline gun groups. The bottom line is this. Homeland Security is for patriotic Americans. It's built for us. It's pointed at us. And this didn't start under Obama. Okay, this has always been the game.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up here in a moment, and I don't normally follow the tried and trusted talk radio formula of saying specifically, I want to get your take on this question or that question, what's your favorite color type stuff. But I do occasionally throw out specific questions for listeners because I really want to get your view on it, your idea. It really helps stir the debate and the mental juices. And so I'm going to throw that question out and give you the number here in just a moment. We're going to take a lot of calls in the second half of this hour and for part of the next hour. But just finishing up with Pennsylvania. It was just a few weeks ago that they tried to ban in Ohio several mainline libertarian and conservative groups having Constitution Day rallies. They told them months ago, no, you're not allowed to do that. We think you're basically hateful and evil. And a federal court had to overturn that. And who do you think's giving these reports, though, to the local governments? They have all these seminars and meetings with the feds and with foreign groups that come in and brainwash the police, brainwash our military, and tell them, oh, people that don't like what the banks are doing, the big central banks, they're terrorists. People that don't want to give up their guns, they're terrorists. Oh, this state representative, Daryl Metcalf, why, you know, he was on a secret terror database list, and they were being surveilled, and but the federal government and the state government couldn't get their own federal officers to break the law and spy on these people. And so they hired a foreign Israeli company to do it. And that's now major news in Pennsylvania. But when you look at the national news, it's nowhere. So this is much bigger than the Homeland Security and MIAC reports of last year. I mean, these reports were saying these are potential terrorists. They may attack. And the reports went on to say, when you protest taxes, that could hurt the government. See, because the government has its policies separate from the people. No, we the people are the government in this country. But shifting gears, here's the question I want to throw out to the listeners. We have a wonderful country. The United States isn't perfect, but it's been the freest, most wealthy nation in history, and it's proven that the free market and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, really works. And we know both Republican and Democratic parties have been bought off in almost every level, state and federal, by big multinational corporations who get their profits basically off corporate welfare. And we know that they're trying to pass laws to restrict family farms, ranches, industry in this country through the carbon taxes that they don't control. And it's stated by them. They want a post-industrial U.S. White House science czar John P. Holdren talked about that 2 weeks ago. He talked about it again this week. They don't hide that that's their policy. And the Democrats are all for it. Republicans are sometimes undecided. You know, they play both sides. But you notice this agenda just continues to march forward. So here's my question. Last week, you saw John Boehner, the Republican House leader, and others get up, not wearing their suits and ties, you know, regular guys, regular gals with their shirts rolled up in that PR stunt with their pledge to America, kind of like the Contract for America from 1994 with Newt. Never saw a global carbon tax. I didn't love Gingrich. Why Republicans praise him, I don't know. Why Republicans like Schwarzenegger, I don't know. It's because you're bamboozled or you feel like you're a winner because you support them. And it's like Democrats that support Clinton or Obama. It's like you've lived vicariously through them and you've got the winning team or whatever. But my question to you is, we're seeing a major political realignment, one of the biggest in our 230-plus year history. We know the people are really waking up. We know the polls show that Republican candidates that are pro-establishment or seen as establishment are losing in the primaries 9 out of 10 times or even more. We know pro-establishment Democrats are losing in the primaries. We know the Democrats are set to lose the House, maybe even the Senate. But will conservatives feel so good and like they've accomplished something when they take control of the House? Will conservative activists go back to sleep? Or will you continue to really talk about the real issues? Look, 5 years ago, it was off limits, taboo, persona non grata to talk about world government, the Council on Foreign Relations, big central banks, UN, population reduction. All the big neocon talk show hosts said it didn't exist. You were a lunatic. Now we've come so far, every night on Fox News, you can watch Glenn Beck for an hour, read government documents about how they want to set up a world government and kill 80% of us. And like Glenn's been saying, here, I'm just reading what they said. I mean, that's all I've ever done. Don't believe me. Go check out what I've reported here, what I've shown you, what we post links to at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So, do you think we can save this republic? I know we can if enough people realize the power they have and take action. But if we're going to be bamboozled, like the left was by Obama bringing hope and change, you notice things got worse. And now the Republicans get back in. You know, will they actually reverse all the major tax increases, the expired Bush tax cut? Will they shoot down carbon tax? I remember just 8 months ago, right before the Copenhagen Treaty, or I guess now time flies, 10 or 11 months ago. Man, time flies. Back in November of last year, most of the Republican leadership was saying, yeah, global warming's real. We better pass the carbon tax. It passed the House. Now they can't run far enough from it. But before, big special interests were coming in and paying them off, just like Democrats, to go with these carbon taxes that are paid to set up the new IMF World Bank global currency called the Bancor. It's now public. No more denial. And to allow the federal government to selectively decide who can have a factory, who can have a business, who gets selectively enforced on, who gets left alone. I mean, that's the big enchilada for these type politicians that like to be basically politically bought off with campaign contributions, is to be able, like mafia dons in Chicago or New York, to decide who gets to have a business and who doesn't. So my question to you is, how do we ensure this awakening continues and doesn't get co-opted? Because the Tea Parties are great people, but you've seen the RNC come in and take on the Tea Party's political coloration of being constitutionalist, anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, you know, strict national sovereignty advocates. You've seen all that rhetoric. But if I know history, and I do, I understand that the establishment controls us by controlling the left and right, and whoever's out of power, be it Republican or Democrat, they play the part of anti-establishment. And then when they get in power, then they become establishment, and the other party becomes anti-establishment. So how do we continue this mass awakening? How do we accelerate it? And how do we keep Republicans' feet to the fire? That's the question. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. First-time callers. I want to give you a chance to be able to get in on the phone lines. 888-201-2244. Specifically, do you think there's been a major political realignment, not with the general public, we know that happened, but with certain major power structures within our country? Or is it all a neocon put on when you watch these shows and hear these radio shows where they now kind of hold their nose and go, okay, there's a global government. Okay, they do want to reduce your population. Okay, the vaccines might not be so good. Okay. That's the big issue. 888-201-2244. We'll come back and talk about the rats leaving the sinking ship of the Obama White House. Okay, we're going to your phone calls at 888-201-2244, first-time callers. And just continuing with the point of questioning I was throwing out there to the listeners. This is out of the London Independent. Rahm Emanuel leading exodus of Obama aides from White House. The likely departure of White House Chief of Staff to become the new mob boss of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, to run for mayor of Chicago, is part of a half-term reshuffle of top aides that will signal a new chapter in the history of Barack Obama's increasingly embattled presidency. And he's got Larry Summers, one of the main architects of the derivative scam with Bill Clinton 11 years ago that led to the tens of trillions of stolen dollars from taxpayers. where they basically held the economy hostage and said, we'll cause a total collapse, not just a depression, if you don't give us unlimited money. And now they won't tell Congress where the money went. And Republican leaders refuse to hold their feet to the fire. This is the type of treason I'm talking about. And you don't hear the neocon Republicans saying, get the naked body scanners out of the airports. You don't hear them talking about how Homeland Security is a tool used against patriots and libertarians and conservatives. It's not enough to hear the talk show host now admitting world government's real. They knew all along. They're not stupid. You know, this goes back to Barry Goldwater. He exposed the Trilateral Commission. He was a U.S. senator and how they openly wanted to set up world government. Read his book with no apologies. Everything he wrote 40 years ago has now come true, unfortunately. Ronald Reagan in 79 was speaking out against the New World Order, world government, the Trilateral Commission. And it's on record at the convention, they made him take George Herbert Walker Bush on as his running mate and told him no more world government, or we don't care if you're popular, you're not going to get the nomination. That's what we're talking about today. We're back where we were 30 years ago again. So you've got the rats leaving the sinking ship because their latest fraud, their latest establishment distraction, Obama, has now been politically destroyed. Well, I wouldn't be celebrating if I was you, because he's just a front man, a puppet. Now they're going to bring you new puppets, and then they'll blame them for everything that happens. And as distasteful as Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, is, as disgusting his treacherous activity is, he's still just a front man. And I want to say something else. I've heard national talk show hosts this week saying there's no truth to the birthers and no truth to Obama and the evidence that he was born in Kenya. Look, there's a lot of evidence they're covering up what happened. They won't release the real birth certificate. But what I do know is 110% is this. Barack Obama changed his name to Barry Sitaro in Indonesia. And under federal law at that time, if you changed your name and gave up your U.S. citizenship, it made you ineligible to ever be president. Okay? Done. But you hear nobody talk about that. Barry Sitaro, he admits that was his name. He's got another name. This guy's got three names we know about. Meanwhile, his aunt's on national television saying, I'm an illegal alien, I get three welfare checks a month, but you owe it to me. All right, I'm going to shut up. The point is the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Famed Obama hope poster artist Losing Hope, the guy that does all those Obey t-shirts and the rest of it, the artist whose poster Barack Obama became a rallying image during the Hope and Change election in 2008, says he understands why so many people have lost faith. An exclusive interview, Shepard Fairey expressed his disappointment with the president. Well, what do you expect? He's financed by the same people as the Republican leadership. By the way, that Hope and Change poster was a 1940-style copy of posters used in the Soviet Union for Lenin and Mao. Lenin, Mao, was used in China, Russia, you name it. Joseph Stalin. It's disgusting. They're telling you what they were going to do. Okay, I'm going to shut up and start going to your calls. But my specific question, if you just joined us, is what's going to happen when the Republicans get in? How do we hold their feet to the fire? How do we force them now to cover more and more of the real issues? They've started to do it. Major groundbreaking things are happening. World government is now being admitted. World currency is being admitted. The fact that the environmentalist leaders are a bunch of eugenicists, would-be population reducers, a bunch of control freaks who literally want to collectivize everything, that's finally coming out. But is it just an election year stunt to sell the grassroots that's awake on voting for Republicans? Will it take a real third party to stop this? Regardless, we've got to move towards the states. 10th Amendment, nullification. You get 60% turnouts in presidential runs, 40% in off-year elections federally, 8% state average locally. We need 60% with the state elections, and to take our states back, that's how the founders designed it. Okay, let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, welcome. What's your view?
I agree. Basically, I don't think that the Republican Party is going to make any adjustments as far as progressing us in any way that we're going to do good. You know, the economy is bad right now, and neither party is really going to do anything. And it's just unfortunate.
Well, the Republicans should have said, zero increases in taxes, allowing any of the Bush tax cuts to expire. But instead, they've basically not put up enough of a fight, in my view, and allowed the tax cuts to expire. The Democrats have now basically punted. And so those taxes are set to come back into force next year. And it's going to be hard for a Republican-controlled House with a Democrat-controlled Senate, which it may end up being that way, to reverse those. And if you think our economy's dead right now, wait till those tax cuts expire.
Yeah, that's very true. Those tax cuts actually might have helped. But, yeah, what was it called, the tax bomb? It's about to explode.
It is. It's about to explode with health care. Next hour, I'm getting into the health care bill. It was even worse than we thought. Now we see how Obama plans to interpret and implement all that vague language. Death panels, Bill Gates admits it. He says it's great. It's all in there. I appreciate your call, Michael. Howard in Philly, you're on the air.
Okay, I got to say something, Alex. For one thing, the rats are jumping the ship, but they're jumping into dinghies, and they're waiting to sit alongside the ships. When the ships then forget about everything and start idling in the water again, and they're going to jump right aboard. Republicans have told everybody the Republicans are not going to repeal anything. Forget the fact that Obama has veto power. Even if they had the ability to have a veto-proof bill, they're going. You watch. They're going to repeal nothing. They're going to bluster. They're going to tell everybody how it's too difficult. Now, they can't do it in this environment. It's not expedient.
If they start impeachment trials on Obama and other members of administration, they should be impeaching Cass Sunstein next week for openly issuing White House internal memorandums saying arrest people who don't believe in man-made global warming. He calls for censoring the internet. I mean, this guy needs to teleport back to Stalinist Russia. I mean, immediately kick that seditious anti-American tyrant out. This guy is a baby Hitler.
You have agreement from me. I want to ask you a question before you let me go, but I want to tell you something as well. I've been in this movement as long as you've been woken up. I was older than you when I was woken up by about 10 years, but we've been doing this for about the same length of time, and I have watched as when Bush got into office, everybody disappeared. Everybody disappeared into the woodwork and went, and you couldn't find anybody.
I didn't.
No, you didn't, and I didn't, but most of the people around me.
No, they felt good. Exactly. They said, oh, we got a Republican, our team's winning. Meanwhile, he more than doubled the size of the government.
That's right. Let me ask you my question before you let me go, because it's an important one. I've been Googling it to try and see. I can't find anybody that's put it together. But I have been telling all my friends and everybody that I meet never to travel in the morning. And they look at me and they say, well, why not? And my son and I just went to Florida. And we booked our flights. I booked my flights for my three-year-old and myself at 7 o'clock at night. And everybody said, well, why are you doing that? Why don't you go in the morning? And I told people, I said, because if I go in the morning, I'm more at risk. And I'm a pilot, too. And they said to me, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't know of any of these false flag events.
I tell you what, stay there. We got to go to break briefly, Howard, when we come back. Finish your question. Then I got to hurry through Robert Scott Stewart, Ramon Michael, and many others. And we're going to get into what's happening with the economy. Big breaking developments there coming up as well. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're going back to Howard and many others here in just a moment. We've been running specials for about 2 weeks at a time. This special's got another week left. You can get my pivotal, groundbreaking film that I think of my 26 films is the most powerful, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you want the full story in a near three-hour film of the eugenicist, the globalist, the world population reduction plan, all the admissions of that, the Bilderberg Group, the world government, it's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And for another week, you can get four copies for $19.95 for the price of one. And then have one for yourself and give three away. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at Infowars.com.
or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to go back to Robert in a moment, but first I want to just quantify Howard. Excuse me. What did I call him? Robert, that's the next caller. Sorry. There's so many there. Open the phones up for first-time callers and get like 30 callers in. We have a computerized phone system. We can open it up for about a minute, and 50, 60, 70 phone calls will come in. We just close it. But we're going to go back to your calls in a moment. But to quantify what I was saying earlier, because Howard made me think of this simple truth. Remember under Bush, the Bill of Rights being butchered, the Constitution being butchered, all the socialism getting passed by any yardstick, by any measurement, Bush trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban, and I'd have conservatives send me threatening emails saying I was a liar, Bush wasn't supporting the assault weapons ban, or Bush wasn't supporting McCain-Feingold that violated the First Amendment. You're living in denial. But why did they do it? Because they felt like they were winners. And the way the media phrased it is Republicans were holding on to power from those evil communist liberals. Now we get the liberals in, and it's a big wake-up call. It'd almost be better if Obama stayed in for 10 years. Can you imagine? We'd probably get this country back. But by the time America wakes up, they're going to give us a Republican who tells us what we want to hear, and it's just going to continue. And then, don't criticize what Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin's doing. You know, they're conservatives. You're a liberal. It's mindless. They all work for the same globalists. Now, real fast, Howard, because I got to get to everybody here. Real fast, finish your story. You're saying you're a pilot, but you're going to fly at 7 p.m. at night, not in the morning, because you were saying during these false flag or staged events. Go ahead.
Every false flag event that I've ever seen, and you tell me where I'm wrong, but I've been looking them up, they all happen early in the morning.
You know why? Then, because the globalists stage them in the morning to take advantage of the news cycle.
Yeah, it's a full news day. And I've been telling people that. People say, well, why would that be? And this is my intro to tell people. I've actually gotten people to think and start looking these things up. I have an attack plan. I'm going to give it to you real fast for the Blaze. Which I do like reading, but they are the commenters on the Blaze are allowed to make their own names up for the comments. And I've been using big, long ones with like 50 letters in them. Do another 911, investigate 911. I've got all sorts of them set up. And you can make them as long as you want, and they're not blocking them out. They're not getting rid of them.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, Howard. On message boards, on websites, it is key to use the comment areas, whether it's ABC News or Glenn Beck's website, to put out real information. And notice, you're not hearing the conservative talk show hosts that now have discovered world government, and oh my goodness, it's all real, after for years telling us it didn't exist when they knew full well it did. Notice that you're still hearing them go along with the official fable of these terror attacks. Even though the Gulf of Tonkin's admitted to be fake, even though all these other government-sponsored terror attacks have now come out to be just that, inside jobs, just like Oklahoma City, total inside job, to blame the American people. But with 9/11, it's an inside job blamed on foreigners, but domestically it's then used against the people. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say thank you for opening up my eyes to all the concepts in which you hold. As far as your question is concerned, I don't really think Republicans or Democrats, for that matter, are really going to make a change come November. And that's pretty much all I have to say about the ordeal.
But, I mean, quantify that. Why do you not think that you're going to see change from the Republicans?
Well, because I never trusted them before, and I don't trust them now. That's just my opinion.
Well, my issue is some good Republicans like Rand Paul are probably going to get elected, and so we are moving in the right direction. But Rand Paul is as different as night and day from mainline Republicans like Newt Gingrich.
I see. Well, I appreciate that. I'm not going to hold you up. I know you have other callers.
All right, Robert, good to hear from you. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Alex. I want to answer the question at the same time put one in that to you that a request, actually. And then, you know, personally ties in as to where I derive this answer from. Yep, two emotions, pain, okay, and anger. And anger is typically a way to deal with pain. People do not make changes until the pain is great enough, period. Okay, that's how life works, period. People do not make changes as a whole. For that reason, unless those Republicans that are still in there allow for the pain to continue to accumulate, there will not be the change. When you take a situation like mine, and here comes the part of the request of it, I've heard you have on, I think it was Catherine Austin Fitz, you've talked about the gentleman that did the busted video talking about CPS, okay? I have been in this for quite some time. However, this week, my efforts have just been ramped up, and the reason is because I had to go through the family court system. I am an awesome father, I'll toot my own horn, and a single one at that because of a pill-popping mother.
But the point is, the family courts don't have due process. They were set up 100 years ago for eugenics, and they're designed to break up the family. So what happened?
So, mother decided the day before the latest petition where I was looking for permanent sole legal custody again to make false sexual accusations about me and my daughter under with absolutely no substantiation. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I've got a CPS agent who's too chicken to provide her last name banging on my door saying with their egregious claims and their egregious threats growing and growing, you better let us in or you'll lose your kids forever. And what my request is of you is what you can, where I can, or what I can get from you as far as beyond just searching InfoWars for resources to obtain knowledge, to continue on my battle against this, but also to become even more effective as a proponent against it in fighting
it. Well, Scott, the system trains everybody to make stuff up against each other, and you've just got to impeach her in the court. You've got to point out that it's not even a real court. And you've got to, you know, point out that she never made these claims before. But, you know, we have a lot of guest lawyers on about this. We discuss this ad nauseum. It takes a long time to break these things down. I'd have to know the specifics of your case. But this is a standard operating procedure in this system. But you don't get the same due process or a real criminal investigation like you would with the real courts. It's done by a predatory CPS. And they train these women and men to make stuff up, and then the child ends up going to the state. That's their end game plan. So the biggest issue is just to educate people. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Stuart in California. Stuart, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I've never actually called in before, so I hope you don't mind me using the call-in line. I wanted to point out three things that I think are important to keep the baton from being passed back and forth from the Republicans to the Democrats with the New World Order agenda, and that is what you've been doing primarily is exposing the tools and the root deception structure, you know, which are things like we're seeing now, something we talked about at Bilderberg 08, you and I, we were forcing them to enter a phase of controlled admissions where they're actually like the Glenn Beck gambit. They're admitting certain things, but then they're steering away from the really important stuff, Second Amendment issues, depleted uranium.
That's right. They're now admitting, okay, there's a world government because the globalists are out in the open. We've now entered that phase, and the Republicans are playing the part of the opposition to the world government so they can lead it. And we see them not really making, you know, real calls for things that would actually stop the U.S. from losing its sovereignty. This is Stuart Howe, a 9/11 truth activist. I want to come back in the next segment, let him finish up. Then we're going to hurry through Michael, Womack, Tim, Sandy, James, Dave, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. The question I've thrown out tonight is, what do you expect to come from the Republican sweeping power? Will it be real change? I think it will be if we hold their feet to the fire. But the bottom line is this. We're making headway. We're making them face real issues. That's why they want to shut down the internet and the alternative media.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I cannot express enough how big of a victory it is that more and more big mainline fake conservative radio hosts are being forced talk about the central banks, global government, the New World Order, the world population eugenics angle. But I notice, especially Glenn Beck, when they do cover this, they show a bunch of mid-level professors and socialists and make it a left-wing thing, when that's only the left-wing arm of this system. But regardless, they're being forced to cover it. They're being forced to admit it's happening. But in the final equation, we know that the very same financial interests, the big mega banks, the huge corporations, to a group, want world government. It's a global corporate empire. Of course they want it. They built it. It's a 100-plus year plan. That's in their own reports, Carol Quigley and others, the United Nations, RAND Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. So they're not going to stop until we stop them, until we prosecute them. And this is an aggressive corporate military attack. But people always expect an attack to be military or from another government. So they're almost blind to corporate attacks by covert espionage and basic governmental infiltration. Now, Stuart Howe, calling from California, great activist, recap the point you're making, because it's absolutely central. As we did say together at Bilderberg 2008, we were there to cover it, even if the mainstream media wouldn't, that Obama was there, that he was being chosen, that we knew where he really was when the media said he was missing in action for a day. We documented that, and again, we let them call us kooks and nuts. We never shut up. We kept putting the truth out, and now we're shifting the entire paradigm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't have, as you know, you can't have an effective hoax unless it contains a lot of truth. So we're forcing them to include some truth in what they're doing, and we're seeing these controlled admissions. And what we're doing, I think, is we're continuing to take away their tools. And, you know, you've done such a great job in helping expose problem, reaction, solution, and false flag terrorism. And I think maybe the next tool to take away, you know, is this this continuity of agenda that we're seeing. You know, we're seeing the agenda transcend one or another executive branch in and out of power. So if we can expose this continuity of agenda that transcends both parties and just kind of shine the light on their on the mechanism and the structure of their deception, they're going to keep losing tools and they're going to keep getting more and more desperate, and that's going to tip their hand. And, I mean, they're becoming obvious. I think it's kind of exciting.
Stuart, I love the way you simplistically boil it down so well. They're controlled admissions, I'm going to use that term, and continuity of agenda. And we've talked a lot about that, but I always get into long-winded explanations. But it really is that fact that presidents come and go, congresses come and go, but there's a continuity of the agenda, and you've got Republican and Democratic and corporate and academic and scientific leaders all in the CFR, Trilateral Commission, who then issue reports calling for global government and what can only be properly labeled as tyranny. And then they repackage it as if it's a loving tyranny. And that is a continuity of agenda. And it's not just a continuity of agenda domestically here in the U.S. Globally, they get naked body scanners in Germany and Japan, and Italy and England. We get them here. The police are trained the exact same way. It's a global corporate board. We see private snatch-and-grab squads grabbing citizens, throwing them in vans to intimidate people at the G20 in England, Canada, and the U.S. It's a continuity. It's a corporate-studied, scientific, worldwide dictatorship. Stuart, anything else?
No, that's it, Alex. Thanks for all your great work, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Amazing. We got to get Stuart Rhodes on, in the very near future to get into all of that. He's a great guy. That's a We Are Change Los Angeles area. All right, we're going to come back and try to get to a bunch of your calls ahead of a ton of other news coming up on the economy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
continue with your calls and get into the economy. Also, federal depositions, where we're learning more about Blackwater, the reported cocaine parties, the running around naked, but most importantly, shooting up Iraqi homes and cars for fun. And there are countless videos online at YouTube where you can see troops who, and mercenaries shooting people on the streets just for fun. And then every time you cover that, you're not patriotic, because Jack Bauer's a hero, torture's cool, and shooting carloads full of men, women, and children is the American thing to do while heavy metal music plays in the background. No, this is how we lose our soul if we allow the globalists to turn our military and now mercenaries, who are actively training to take on the American people, I should add. That's Army Times. We lose our soul when we allow this. A 9/11 truth activist who I know, Stuart Howe, called in earlier, and I was calling him Stuart Rhodes, another great Stuart, of Oath Keepers, patriotic veterans and current military and police, who are saying, hey, I've sworn an oath to protect and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and what the federal government is training police and military to do isn't just unconstitutional, it's classical tyranny. Now, going back to what Stuart was talking about, he said, look at the controlled admissions we're seeing out of neocon talk show hosts now. After decades of trying to keep us in the dark, they knew full well what was going on. They knew full well what was happening. Now they're going, okay, the global government's real, because the BBC and AP and Time Magazine and Newsweek and New York Times, they're all coming out and saying world government's good. It'll fix your problems. So they were kind of stuck in a weird position after decades of saying none of this existed. They're like, okay, it's bad, and it's run by Democrats. Yeah, this little communist professor, he's the most dangerous man in the world. He runs everything. No, he's just one little minion of this system. When I start seeing neocon talk show hosts admit that powerful megabanks and powerful top corporations don't want free market, and that there's a hostile takeover of government by these corporations, and that we've got continuity of agenda from administration to administration, Republican, Democrat, with presidents and Congresses, then we'll know we've had a political realignment in the power structure. We've had a political awakening and realignment with the general public, but not with the power structure. They are in there stealing and robbing and looting and breaking laws seven ways to Sunday. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Al.
Hey, buddy. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex. Hey, one thing that I was going to say is you come up with a lot of simple solutions, which every solution is simple, but they'd rather try 10 things that don't work before they try one thing that does. That's why you see technology advancing. But if you say, let's end world hunger or something, they'll be like, oh, it can't be done.
Well, their way to end world hunger is to pay our farmers not to produce. Their way to end world hunger is to have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation produce vaccines that sterilize you. That's their answer.
Well, I'd like to tell all the puppets and the puppeteers, you know, I hate you. You're against me living, and when it comes down on a scale between me or you dying, I hope it's you. And I'll do anything as far as to defend anybody's liberty. If I see a cop beating up somebody, I'm not going to let that happen. And that's what needs to happen, a spirit of togetherness back in this country. Instead of division.
Wow, that's an important point. We need to support the good police, but stand up against police that are being hired and trained to be thugs. I appreciate your call, Michael. Go back to Wall Street that came out 20-something years ago, where they teach you greed is good, cheating people is how you get ahead. And then the general public almost thinks it's cute in some cases when somebody else is being cheated or manipulated. It's almost funny, like you're at the Roman Colosseum laughing at somebody, you know, having their arms and legs chopped off by a gladiator, because it's not you today that's being chopped up. So you feel like you're part of the structure. You feel like you're part of the power system. We need to start sticking up for each other. We need to start realizing when somebody else is having their rights abused, that affects us. That's common sense. I mean, how many reports have you seen in the news where in the U.S. or in Europe or other places, I mean, it's constant. In a major city, somebody will be run over, bleeding to death for an hour and a half. Nobody helps them. Or people will watch a young woman. There's been countless cases of this being beaten and raped in public. And people will even come to their windows of their high rises and say, "Ooh, look at this. It's entertainment." And that's because we've been desensitized by all the violence and things that are on television to not be able at a subconscious level to differentiate reality from fiction. And so we do have a lackadaisical, decadent, dumbed-down public to a great extent. That doesn't mean everybody. And so the establishment said, "Hey, we got a bunch of chumps here. Let's rape them." And so things are going to get worse and worse because people don't stick together. It's weird to get upset about tyranny. It's weird to get upset about losing your freedoms. But if you paint yourself up like a clown and go get drunk and scream at a football game or a soccer game, oh, that's moral. That's good. You know, a lot of people in Austin aren't going to go to work tomorrow and are very depressed because UT got creamed. Oh, and it's very upsetting. And what are we going to do? Meanwhile, the economy is going into a full-bore depression. The government's accelerating programs of creating more debt that only make it worse. You try to tell some yuppie to get upset about that, and they go, "You're some type of ten-headed weirdo. You're some type of lunatic who needs to be committed. You don't only care about football? Man, I'm a real American. I don't know the Bill of Rights, but I know who, you know, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback is." Well, you know who the Dallas Cowboys quarterback is. You know who the Jets quarterback is. You know who the Vikings quarterback is. But you don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. And so get ready to be a slave. It's real simple. There are hardcore, abusive, very intelligent people that are using government to come in and tax you and give that money to corporations. And those mega corporations have built an army of dependent welfare queens and government bureaucrats who have been told if they want to keep their job, they got to squeeze you. And so the welfare queens are going to vote to take your guns so they get your check, and the cops are going to come take them to get their check. It's real simple. 51%+ of this country now is either on the government dole or gets a government contract, period. And you go, "Well, that's my money I paid into Social Security." Yeah, and it was all spent. And you'd have got a lot more if you'd invested it in a guaranteed private retirement. But now because you are tied into the government, you're going down with the ship. And you think you're real smart. Okay, I'm ranting. I don't have time to go to WOMAC, do I? WOMAC in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, sir. I've had so many thoughts hit me at once, I've almost lost them all. But the one thing I wanted to say is it's good to have a voice out there like you have that's reaching so many folks. And I think if within 18 to 24 months, if there was a moratorium put in place right now, and we put a tariff on all imports and exports, we establish Glass-Steagall, and then we restore our grain supplies with non-GMO crops, we can start to restore our leverage in the world. There are so many ideas. Real people.
No, you're right. We've had the top economists like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on that would look. China has tariffs on us. We don't on them. There's tax incentives to move to China. Why do you think zero cell phones are built in this country? Zero. Why do you think we've lost almost all our factories? I'm going to go over the numbers later. Because it was designed, and now the White House admits they want a post-industrial country, so you're bankrupt and under their control. And so the only jobs are government jobs or with corporations that get government contracts. Go ahead. Sorry.
All I wanted to say is...
No, you got more to say. Stay there. I'm going to come back to WOMAC, then Tim, Sandy, James, Dave, Franklin's, and others. But when I'm done with this group of calls, then I'm getting into the economy, the police state, into Blackwater and the reported cocaine parties running around naked and firing into Iraqis' homes. And if you're against it, you're of the devil. That's what good American boys do. We'll be right back. Okay, let's go back to WOMAC in Texas. WOMAC, finish up your point.
Well, I just don't think we're tapping into the creativity of the individual people out here in the country. Everybody's being scooped into this Baskin-Robbins 31-flavor type scoop where you can mix and match, but We really need to start tapping into the individuality of everyone. And I really think that's the verge. That's the major breakthrough that we're coming from. Yeah, I've had a few beers, but you never know. You access different things in the brain.
How many beers have you had, Womack?
Well, since I'm sitting still and, I've had about four.
Well, that's okay, because so have I. I appreciate your call, Womack. I'm just joking.
I'm a small man. I'm 5'2". I'm 120 pounds. I don't know what, you know.
Womack, I appreciate your call. I was joking, folks. I haven't had any beer. Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I just, in my opinion, I think everything, most of the problems in this country stem from the money. Follow the money. That's the line, right? I think everybody should be educated, because I talk to so many people that don't understand that the Federal Reserve isn't even part of the
federal government. Americans don't have the basic facts about who runs their government, and we're praising neocons for finally admitting a little bit of it when they've been part of the same system. But I'm praising it because it shows how far we've come. But the globalists have engineered every facet of our lives. I think people should know who's making decisions for them.
Support anybody that supports the Federal Reserve, they got to get rid of them. And that's one way, these people that come in and say, we're going to do this and do that. Well, just like Ron Paul, get rid of the Federal Reserve, or at least start looking at it.
Exactly. Because if you don't get rid of the Federal Reserve, you're not dealing with the private corporate fascist government that hijacked us 97 years ago.
Look how difficult it is. I think Kennedy tried to do it, and look what happened to him.
Yeah, but they can kill an individual. They can't kill an idea. I appreciate your call. Great points, Tim. Sandy in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I'm on my cell phone, so I'm hard time hearing here. I've only listened to you for about 6 weeks, and I'm a totally changed person, a former liberal. After the golf spill, I finally got it. Thank you so much. But I wanted to mention one thing about anger. I'm a teacher, a former teacher. I don't teach anymore because it's a nightmare in schools nowadays. But you can't get angry anymore. And if you get angry, you're mean. And, you can't tell the truth because you're mean. And I laughed when he said that the only time you get angry is at a sports game. And I find that it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, they give us these little areas where we can act like human beings and get angry. We get angry for a reason. And they've trained parents not to discipline their children, and now many children act like animals. And then they tell the teachers they can't stand up to the out-of-control kids. And so the answer is bring police in and turn the school into a prison.
Well, it's run by thugs. Our school district, I won't say the name, we allow thugs to be in the school and run them, and we don't get rid of them because then they'll lose federal government and our money, and our superintendent allows this. And so children that are in the middle are quitting school. It's not the thugs that are quitting because they run the schools now. And I was so good. Yeah. Totally disgusted.
Well, I went to school in Dallas, and I don't claim to be the toughest guy in the world, but I am a lot tougher than I would have been because starting in about sixth grade, I was in private school till sixth grade. Well, I was in public school in kindergarten and first, and then for 4 years I was in private school. And then they put me in public school, and I got off the bus when I was in sixth grade, and a kid with a mustache, probably flunked four grades, was beating me up. And I'd come home with black eyes, and my dad would say, you better get tough. And that was the old-fashioned view. And then I started getting tough, and then I would beat somebody up who attacked me. But the problem was I'd hurt them. And then I would get in trouble because I defended myself. Did you see that in school?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I left. I just, luckily, I hate to say that because you were just bashing Social Security, but luckily I was able to leave and I'll be able to collect Social Security because my ex-husband passed away. Alex, I can't get a job. When you're 60, you can't get
Sandy,
a job.
Sandy,
no
that's your money. I wasn't bashing Social Security. If the government would have actually invested it in guaranteed returns, 3, 4, 5%, you would have your money. The problem is the big mega banks took that money and stole it. And, bought more fleets of Learjets. And so now they've got us dependent on them. I wasn't bashing, anybody. I mean, I've got a grandmother who's on Social Security, and I give her a little bit of money every month because it just doesn't pay for what it did before because of inflation. I'm not saying you're bad because you're retired and on Social Security. That's money you paid for that. The problem is crooks stole it, so it's not there. And so now they're going to say, give us whatever else we want with banker bailouts. Let banks take over the whole economy, or we won't give Sandy her Social Security so they can control you basically as their slave.
And I hate it because I'd rather be teaching. I love teaching. I would rather teach, and I would like to teach the kids that need help, but it's impossible to do it in this district. It's absolutely impossible. But I wanted to say a couple other things because your question was about what we can do and what's going to happen. And
sure.
What there were three points I wanted to make. First of all, holding the politicians' feet to the fire, and that is Republicans and Democrats, because I don't have much hope in the Republicans either. But this S-510 that I know you've mentioned before, and this S-3767, the so-called Food Safety Act and the supplement one, we have kept their feet to the fire. And one of my senators, Durbin, has been on this for over 10 years, Alex. He's been trying to get this passed and using this this kid that died in Lincoln as an excuse to pull a Fedra, which had nothing to do with that.
And for those that don't know, that was big mega producers that had the bad eggs and things. They want to literally not let you pick peaches and sell them on the side of the road. This thing was written by big agribusiness to shut. I mean, the FDA admits that they want to shut down family farms. They're on record saying, get big or get out. They want mega agribusiness.
They do, and I live in a farming state, and these little farmers around here, I mean, we're hoping, you know, next time Durbin runs, he's going to be out if he doesn't knock it off. But he's been on this for over 10 years trying to get this passed. But the second thing, too, I wanted to say, Alex, too, is I, as a teacher, I saw this, and I see it all the time on Facebook and stuff, this racist card. I'm getting so tired of everybody playing the racist card on everything. You're a racist if you're against the Japanese killing whales. You're a racist if you're not for Jesse Jackson. And I am so tired of it. And they use that against us and the Muslims. And we
well, they admit they do.
Together.
It's a political weapon because Americans are good people that have a lot of hospitality. So all these special interest groups in government, they use it. Oh, you don't want government health care? You're a racist. You don't want to give up your rights? You're a racist. You don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. It doesn't work anymore, though, Sandy. That's the good news. Americans, whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter, are really starting to see through this.
Yeah, I absolutely am. One more point I wanted to make, because I am a teacher. Alex, we really, and you've been so good at doing this, and I know a lot of young people listen to you. We really have to educate our young people. You know, they're not being taught history. Since the Bush, No Child Left Behind, history's just been kind of shoved to file 13. And children are being told now the new racist thing is our founding fathers were racist. That's what they're
using
now.
Oh, I know, I know. In fact, that's in the Economist magazine. We got to get rid of this Bill of Rights because racists are for it. In fact, let me comment on that when we come back. Sandy, I appreciate your call. I'm going to cover a bunch of news when we come back. Then I'm going to get to the rest of your calls before this abbreviated Sunday transmission ends. Infowars.com. Okay, my friends, again, thank you for joining us on the Sunday transmission. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, you can always listen at Infowars.com. But if you are listening on an AM or FM, please spread the word to all your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends, your family, people at gas stations, you name it, how they can tune in, whether it's Infowars.com or a great station like 590 AM here in Austin, Texas. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this report by Kurt Nimmo. That's up on Infowars.com. I wasn't going to get to this, but this was brought up by the last caller in Illinois. Headline, Rothschild and CIA publications attack Constitution worshipers. That's a quote. And then Kurt has links to the documentation that the Rothschild family funds the Economist along with the CIA. And, of course, the federal government puts out all these reports demonizing constitutionalists, so you know about that. And it's got all the quotes here about we've got to get rid of, you know, this idea that we can't, you know, get rid of the Constitution because it's bad and it's undemocratic. And the founding fathers were racist. Well, at that time, Africa was selling slaves. The Arabs were selling slaves. Europe was selling slaves. The caste system in India, that was slavery. Slavery in China, caste system, where you couldn't get out of your caste. Same thing as slavery in Japan. Just different names for slavery. But many of the founding fathers said we should outlaw this. That was part of the debate. So it was that idea that led globally towards the move that was started in England to end slavery as we know it. But the quotes that she went over, you know, the statements they're teaching in school, that's exactly what was being taught. The Economist argued against the Constitution is the same one used by liberal academics. The document is antiquated, the product of a bygone era. These are quotes. The founding fathers were afraid of democracy taking hold, so they crafted a document designed to exclude the common people and preserve their aristocratic position. No, they were middle-class wealthy people tired of the offshore England, the globalist at the time, the mercantilist, not allowing them to have freedom to build their own factories, their own industries. And the founders said, we have a Bill of Rights to protect the minority as well as the majority. Now, this is the big secret that they don't want you to know when they teach this to your kids in public school. Democracy, pure democracy, is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. Let's go back 2,600 years to Greece, where democracy came from. Only the aristocracy was allowed to vote, and they would have a bucket for black rocks and a bucket for white rocks. And a white rock was a yay, and a black rock was a nay, a no vote. And they would routinely kill members of the aristocracy, generally by throwing them off a 500-foot cliff or higher, but they had several cliffs they would do it from, different cities. If they disagreed with them, they would vote to kill them. They would have votes. Oh, we voted to kill you. We don't like what you're doing. Many of the most famous philosophers were murdered, thrown off cliffs or parapets of castles to their deaths. In a democracy, if 51% vote to take the other 49%'s property, it happens. In a republic, your life, your liberty, your property, your pursuit of happiness, your Second Amendment, your privacy, it's protected even if the big banks that own the mainstream media brainwash 51% who are on welfare, that's now the case, on one form of it or the other, to rob you. But the big lie is the globalists say, oh, we're going to rob everybody with globalism to help the poor. And then every time you look at a UN program, it gives the money to the elite, not to the poor. So globalism is an even bigger fraud on that front. So we have that article by Kurt Nemo. But here's some other articles. Credit unions bailed out. What a deceptive headline from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. backs $30 billion in bonds to stabilize key institutions, subprime legacy. And it goes on to say they actually seized credit unions and are giving this money to the private Federal Reserve that got more power this year out of the crisis they created. And that's why many of these credit unions are saying no to the money. Small business banks may spurn or refuse Obama's $30 billion program because it gives the government and the private mega banks that control this new private board the control to take them over. It's like the mafia. Let me give you a loan. I want to take good care of you. But that's not what's going on. They want to get in your life, in your door. And that's what this takeover is all about. Continuing, though, Bernanke says economy recovering more slowly than policymakers would like, Bloomberg reports. Isn't that funny? Just last Monday, what, 7-8 days ago, they came out and the Fed said that we ended the recession in June of last year, 15 months ago. But his answer is more stimulus money, more banker bailouts, which then never hit the street. If you're going to have socialism, you might as well actually spread it amongst the people. Then they'll buy something that'll help what's left of our economy. No, 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 no. When they got those tens of trillions of dollars a year and a half ago or more, you never saw the money. Lending tightened up even more. Why should the banks loan? They already have the money. Now they can buy real assets themselves through investment banking. Continuing here, there's a great article, The Economic Collapse, we have linked up on Infowars.com. And it goes through 19 incredible facts dealing with the deindustrialization of America that will blow your mind. And here's just some of them, racing through them. The United States has approximately 42,400 factories. Since 2001, about 75% of those factories employed over 500 people than when they were still in operation. Number two, Dell Incorporated, one of the America's largest manufacturers of computers, has announced plans to dramatically expand its operations in China with an investment of over $100 billion over the next decade. Number three, Dell has announced it will be closing its largest U.S. manufacturing facility in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in November. Approximately 900 jobs will be lost. Number four, in 2008, 1.2 billion cell phones were sold worldwide. 1.2 billion. So how many of them were manufactured in the United States? Zero, with a link. Every one of these has a link to mainstream news. Number five, according to a new study conducted by the Economic Policy Institute, and the U.S. trade deficit with China continues to increase at its current rate, the U.S. economy will lose over 500,000 jobs this year alone just due to China. So buy that Chinese cheap product, lose your job. But hey, so what? Number five, there's a football game on. So what? Shut up, Alex. There's more important things. Number five, according to the new study conducted by the Economic Policy Institute, if the U.S. trade deficit with China continues to increase the current rate, again, U.S. economy will lose over 500,000 jobs this year alone. Number six, as the end of July, the U.S. trade deficit with China has risen 18% compared to the same period a year ago. It's getting worse. Number seven, the United States has lost a total of 5.5 million manufacturing jobs since October 2000. Number eight, according to tax notes, between 1999 and 2008, employment at the foreign affiliates of the U.S. parent companies increased an astounding 30% to 10.1 million. During the exact same time period, U.S. employment at American multinational corporations declined 8% to 21.1 million. You see the difference? It's upside down. In number nine, in 1959, manufacturing represented 1959, manufacturing represented 28% of U.S. economic output. In 2008, it represented 11.5%. And I would add, that's Cook numbers. In 1958, manufacturing meant heavy manufacturing for tax breaks. Now, if you put hamburgers together, or if I ship DVDs out, I can get the manufacturing tax credit. So most of that is even skewed numbers. So in 59, manufacturing presented 28%. Now it represents 11.5%, and that's with Cook numbers. Number 10, Ford Motor Company recently announced the closure of a facility that produces the Ford Ranger in St. Paul, Minnesota. Approximately 750 good-paying middle-class jobs are going to be lost because making Ford Rangers in Minnesota does not fit into Ford's new global manufacturing strategy. And remember all the tens of billions in bailout to the GM and Chrysler, almost all of that went to build plants in Brazil and in Russia and in China. Number 11, I'll never get to all this. It gets even worse than the other points. How am I ever going to cover all this? Then I haven't even gotten into the truth about Obamacare, even worse than critics had thought. And then I've got this Blackwater news over here, but we'll try to get to it, but I also want to take your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. You can see it all at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and we'll cover more of this tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central on the syndicated radio broadcast.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
These economic numbers I'm covering just scratch the surface, but as of the end of 2009, less than 12 million Americans worked in manufacturing. And none of this happened by accident. This is the globalist program to bring the United States to its knees. We fund the world government. We provide the military. The globalists provide the staged terror attacks to get us to go along with it while we're being shut down in the process. Number 12, the United States today, consumption accounts for 70% of gross domestic product. Of the 70%, over half is spent on services. Continuing, number 13, the United States has lost a whopping 32% of its manufacturing jobs since the year 2000. Number 14, the United States in 2001 ranked fourth in the world in per capita broadband internet use. Today it ranks 15th. We're just Stone Age compared to many. 15, manufacturing employment in the U.S. computer industry is actually lower in 2010 than it was in 1975. 16, printed circuit boards are used in tens of thousands of different products. Asia now produces 84% of them. 17, the United States spends approximately $3.90 on Chinese goods for every $1 the Chinese spend on goods from the United States. That's usually raw material as well. 18, one prominent economist is projecting the Chinese economy will be three times larger than the U.S. economy by the year 2040. Number 19, the U.S. Census Bureau says 43.6 million Americans are now living in poverty, and that number are also on food stamps. And it just goes on and on. Now, look at this health care information. And we've read the legislation that's now law. This is accurate. From the Examiner. Obamacare won't decrease health costs for the government. According to Medicare actuary, it will increase costs. The same is likely to happen for privately funded insurance. Health-funded insurance. And, of course, the insurance companies wrote it. Of course, it will get them more money. As written, the Obamacare covers elective abortions, contrary to Obama's promise that it wouldn't. You got to pay for abortions now. That means tax dollars will go for it, kind of like Travis County passing abortions with the hospital district taxes my office has to pay into, pays to kill babies. Obamacare won't allow employers or most small businesses to keep the coverage they have. It will force you to buy overpriced insurance. And it talks about the numbers of employees that will have to be let go. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to pay for all this. Obamacare will increase insurance premiums in some places. It already has. Insurers suddenly forced to cover clients' children under age 26 have massively increased premiums. Obamacare will force seasonal employers, especially ski and amusement park industries, to pay huge fines, cut hours, or lay off employees. Obamacare forces states to guarantee not only payment, but also treatment for indigent Medicaid patients. Many doctors now dropping out, refusing to be part of it. Obamacare imposes a huge non-medical tax compliance burden on small businesses. It would require them to mail IRS a 1099 tax forms to every vendor and whom they make purchases of more than $600 a year. Obamacare allows IRS to confiscate part or all of your tax refund if you do not purchase a qualified insurance plan. This bill funds 1,600 new IRS agents with guns, I should add, to make sure Americans stay in line. Okay, let's now get to this report. Obama health care reform imposes 3.8% tax on all income from home sales and home rental income. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. You know what? I'm just out of time. I want to take calls. I haven't even gotten to this out of the nation. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow. U.S. businessmen in sworn federal testimony. They're getting similar testimony from the other people. Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters. It describes them driving around shooting people for fun, which you already have videos of other contractors doing. It's all over YouTube. Huge parties, quote, running around naked, reportedly, sex parties, piles of cocaine, watching people snort an ounce of cocaine individually. Just total insanity. And clearly it shows black market arms sales as well. That's the Nation magazine. Oh, and now Eric Prince hides out in the Middle East. He doesn't even live here anymore. And then it's admitted in the news they've got foreign mercenary groups spying on Americans, other mercenary groups. DynCorp, caught running all these UN child kidnapping rings, runs most of the CPS kidnapping operations now in the U.S. That's mainstream news. You just can't make up the magnitude of corruption here. Since 1947, the government's been able to operate in total secrecy, giving trillions of dollars a year into its black budget. What do you think was going to happen? It's just lawless craziness. And if you say, hey, I want some transparency in the Pentagon, you know, trillions of dollars a year to the Pentagon, it's out of control. They say, shut up, commie, you know, Al-Qaeda lover. So I guess it's okay what Blackwater's reportedly doing. I guess I'm a patriot. I guess it's good to shoot into houses of innocent people for no reason, reportedly. Let's talk to James in Georgia. James, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm an old. I was in the military a long time ago, and I was an NSA and all that. And Americans does not realize how gridiron the military is. The military is like what you said. This stuff has been planned since almost 1776. The military is going to take over, you know, they're using the military.
Well, let's be clear. The global corporations are using the military to be the enforcement arm of their takeover.
Right. The corporations are, but I'm talking about the implementation. The Americans, we're just citizens, and we're not used to all this stuff. And
no, that's right. The military, the Army Times reports, and the New York Times, it's in my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is training for gun confiscation. It's now admitted, but the average conservative will go, I'm turning my guns in. I support the military.
Oh, and they don't realize how much. It's like watching The Bourne Identity. They don't realize how much covert stuff it's got. Hey, it was like watching your movie there.
Well, sir, you know The Bourne Identity, Bourne Ultimatum, is based off admitted declassified Army brainwashing programs. That's all declassified. That came out in 77, that they were putting troops on drugs, brainwashing them, erasing their memories. I appreciate your call. Great points, James. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Got to move quick now.
How you doing, Dave? I'm a U.S. Marine veteran. I served in the proxy wars over there in Iraq. And, you know, I just wanted to, I'm a stringent Second Amendment, supporter. I just wanted to know when you think they're going to finally collapse us and come down on us.
Well, they want to incrementally collapse us like a frog in a boiling pot of water, but the American people are waking up, so the globalists may back off a little bit in the collapse so that we go back to sleep. You know, it's kind of like this. If they raise gas up to $4 a gallon, then when it drops down to $3, we don't mind it, even though a year before that it was $2. See, it's $2 a gallon in 2005 or so. Then in 2008, it goes up to $4 a gallon. And then when it drops down to $3, we're not complaining about $3, even though it's a dollar more than $2.
Exactly. They just want to keep us numbed in the brain.
It's psychological warfare. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Yes. I just also want to say on another point. It's kind of weird, but I'm a Second Amendment supporter, and I'm Puerto Rican. I actually look like I'm black, a colored person, but that's really weird when people see me wearing Patriots shirts and I'm a real Patriot type of person.
Well, that's the media. They tell you if you have any skin pigment and you're tall, dark, and handsome, you're not allowed to love freedom and the Second Amendment and property rights. And they demonize it like it's racist and bad to own property, when everything in the Bill of Rights empowers humanity, not being spied on, being able to defend yourself, having due process. That belongs to you because you have red blood, and God bless you. Anything else, Dave?
Yes, you covered that perfectly. I was just going to say that, and Alex, I appreciate what you're doing. You're an outstanding man. You woke me up about a year ago. Like I said, I am a veteran, and I'm just trying to wake up my fellow brothers that are in the Marines. And you're a great man. Thank you for it.
God bless you, Dave. The word is, thank you. But, I mean, it's sick that I read it in the news, the media saying, hey, don't be into that Patriot stuff if you're Hispanic or black or whatever. That's evil racist people that want you to have your own right to grow a garden or own a gun or own your own property or have privacy. That's racism. Being a slave, that's patriotism. You've got red blood. I've got red blood. We're all human beings who love liberty and have the same dreams. And we can't let anybody take those dreams away. 99% of the time in history, since recorded history, people don't have freedom. They live in tyranny. We know liberty creates wealth and independence. And that's why the White House Science Czar and the Council on Foreign Relations and the UN openly say they want global government to literally shut down our economy so they can control your life. It is so elementary. It is so simple that a lot of people miss it. But it's that simple, and it's very exciting to see more and more people, mainstream news folks like Limbaugh and Beck and others, admit the globalists want to destroy the economy by design. We're out of time. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.